You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. So Bee Street Theater has been celebrating. It was approved for a unique $8.4 million loan to boost its longtime funding campaign. That happened on Friday. Construction on Bee Street's new location and stages, if everything is crossed and dotted, could begin as early as this fall. Now, the loan came through a funding program and a group called iBank. It's run by the state of California. The decision makers were from the California Infrastructure and Economic Development Bank Board of Directors. Joining me to explain a little bit more about how this happened is Bill Blake, Managing Director of the Bee Street Theater. Hi, Bill. Good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
So there was some celebration, wasn't there, over the weekend?
There was a little bit of celebrating, some sleeping, some needed family time. Yeah, all happened this weekend, which
was
nice.
How long ago had the theater applied for this funding?
Well, we started talking with iBank people, with their staff and some consultants about the end of January of this year. So it was really a new thing for us, and we quickly moved into conversations with them. I think our actual application was due at the beginning of April, but we've been working on it since really the end of January.
And what was involved?
You know, we go through an annual audit at the theater every year. This was like an audit on steroids. very rigorous financial testing and modeling of our programs and how our business plan was really going to work, which of course we had a lot of those things, but the iBank really put it through a stress test very rigorously. We also had to work with them to make sure that their loan could couple with this program, a federal program called the New Market Tax Credits, which is a very complicated financial instrument that is just not it's just not a conventional way to go. So for a bank to be able to couple with that program was difficult. We had a lot of conference calls and a lot of good thinking and strategies to work it out, but we did.
And the tax credit program is still a hurdle.
It is.
That's not buttoned down yet. Would you explain?
Correct. Yeah, sure. We're actually waiting, and it may happen today. We're waiting for the U.S. Treasury to announce their release of these tax credits not directly to us. They go to some intermediary organizations, and they're all waiting for those announcements to happen. We have to then go get them. And really how it works is it's a tax credit. So someone can use those credits to actually pay their tax bill. So, for instance—
So it's an application process for you
again. It's an application process. It's a long process of trying to make sure your project is shovel-ready. Which after Friday, we are. We've got the tax credits would be the last piece needed to fund all of the hard costs of construction.
Meaning $23.2 million?
Meaning we closed the gap by $8.4 million on Friday. The tax credits themselves will give us a net proceeds of about $5.5 million, and that will fund the hard costs for construction.
Enough to begin. And then what happens is once the shovels are in the ground or the building starts to go up, you hope that people visually seeing what happened provide more of a surge.
Exactly. And I think this will give a lot of confidence to the community, to the city, to prospective donors that this thing is actually happening. It's been a long time coming. I mean, I think we started working with Sutter on moving the theater to some land that they're providing, Sutter Medical Center, Sacramento, a long time ago. It's been a long time in development. So people are ready to see it happen. I certainly am.
I think the fundraising goes back maybe 15 years. Maybe
close.
Almost 15 close. Years.
I think the initial discussions with Sutter began around 2000 as they were making plans to expand the hospital.
So the location would be 27th and Capitol.
Yeah.
And we've jumped ahead a little bit from the iBank process. This is the first nonprofit to receive this loan, and
it is
a significant amount. But there was a revamp to iBank because it's 20 years old, but things changed in the fall, which opened the window for you. Before this, were you ever able to apply for funds?
We weren't, not through that program at all. And we always thought we would need some kind of financing with this project. And so we were kind of looking around for ways to do that. But the iBank had changed some of their procedures and regulations. I believe it was in October for this particular bucket of funds that they have, which is a revolving loan fund. And we're very pleased to be the first nonprofit in California to successfully apply and get the commitment of the iBank through that program. And we hope that it really opens the door for other nonprofits, certainly here in Sacramento. There's a lot of need, and throughout the Central Valley, but really all over the state.
Bill, is the $8.4 million the only loan amount? Is everything else either a gift, a grant, a give, somehow money that doesn't need to be paid back?
That's correct. That's correct. And even this new market, this tax credit money, that will really, the way we look at it, it will become equity. It'll become a piece that we don't have to pay back. So this is the only borrowed amount.
And what's the amount on the tax credit money?
We're hoping to get net proceeds of about $5.5 million.
Okay.
Could be a little higher, but I'm being conservative.
And that news may be today. There's one other piece that has to do with the city of Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And explain that piece.
Yeah, well, we're working with the city now and, you know, have been for years. The city's actually been great partners in a number of ways. But I believe they have a couple of ways they can support the project further. And I'll be finding out more about that today and this week and the coming weeks about how they could help us get over the top in terms of funding to buy some furniture and equipment. Some of those things that we have to have to operate the building, but they're not really part of the hard construction piece. So we're working with them right now.
So citizens are asking that question in their minds, all right, you have this loan. How does the loan get paid back? And part of the loan payback involves ticket price, right?
That's right.
What's the structure?
That's right. That's a great question. We spent a lot of time talking with the iBank about this question, too. In fact, we did a survey of our audience about ticket price and sensitivity. We actually did one in 2005, too. It gets paid back through a small surcharge on the price, and it looks like it will start at about $3
per ticket.
Mm-hmm. It will grow gradually over time to $5, and over time it will grow even as far as $7, but kind of the market will tell us where that goes. We've done all the analysis and the studies. Our prices are very reasonable and will continue to be a really strong value in town and less expensive than a lot of other things. And we also run our own box office, so we don't have the Ticketmaster or Tickets.com fees on our tickets already. So this will be
It'll
stay that way. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's Bill Blake, Managing Director at the B Street Theater. We are talking about an $8.4 million iBank loan that will boost the goal toward construction. This would be California's first year-round fully professional theater for children?
That's right. Hard to believe.
Yeah.
That it is. But.
And there are other programs in town like Sacramento Theater Company and many, many smaller theaters that are geared to children. But with the new facility, you're able to make it a year-round teaching school.
Yeah, it's a year-round and it's a year-round production program. So it's less about the school. We do have those programs, but it's really about bringing professional actors, directors, designers into a fully professional venue and really dazzling kids, giving them a very, very professional product. And it's done sporadically at other theaters around the state, but we'll really be the first year-round, and by professional we mean Equity Actors, which is the professional union of actors and stage managers in the state. And it's a really important statement for families and education and children, that we're going to give them the best in terms of quality.
Two different theaters, and it ends up being kind of a complex with classrooms and lobby and restaurant. So providing the funding stays in place in the track that you have it moving right now, and construction starts this fall, what's the timetable?
So construction could start, we're targeting October of this year to break ground and get going. It's about 18 months. I think that's about first quarter of 2016 that we would be open with the first production. Don't ask me what the production is. I don't know. But
Year in Sacramento, because 2016 is the target time for the downtown arena.
Indeed.
And the B Street complex, and who knows whatever other development would happen in the periphery.
Yeah.
But how does B Street look at being part of that potential change for all of downtown?
Well, it's awesome. It's awesome to be a part of it. You know, I think Mayor Johnson and the city council and other leaders in the community have been working really hard on these things for years and even decades. And to see them all start to come to fruition around the same time is fantastic. I think we'll see a really dynamic, obvious change in our central city within the next 5 years, certainly. It could just be a completely different picture than how it is now.
One last question, Bill. What did you learn in the process of applying for this loan and then asking people to rally on your behalf for iBank? What was revealed to the theater?
A lot. One, that bankers ask a lot of questions, and we did our best to answer them. The community support on Friday was really, really awesome. It was touching. It was moving. The support from elected officials who came out or wrote letters if they couldn't be there. The patrons and donors who showed up. And we filled a hearing room with maybe 150 people on very short notice at 9 a.m. on a Friday where the parking is terrible. It was awesome. Really, really awesome.
Yeah, I guess a unanimous approval is kind of like a standing ovation.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, we'll take it.
All right, Bill, we'll continue to watch this as it evolves. And it looks like this big step is down and more to come.
Yeah, indeed.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
And that is Bill Blake. He is managing director at the B Street Theater. We'll provide a link to the website, which includes a lot more, not only about the process of building the new theater, but the productions currently on stage right now. You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio.